the senior citizen and the gay men apparently are their most common patrons. The food is great. It's a wonderful Southern fare. And the only times I have been there have actually been for the big fatty meet and greets. But each time I've not ordered their prime selection, which is their fried chicken. But this year, the one of the local newspapers, The Creative Loafing, ranked them as having Atlanta's best fried chicken. So I thought, you know what? Let's try it. Let's try the Colonnade fried chicken. So I did. And it was great. It was tremendous. It was wonderful. So Big Fatty was in town, and unfortunately, Poodle McNoodle was not able to join.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The senior citizen and the gay man.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1767 of the BFO for Monday the 3rd of November 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend and some updates on Squeaky Kenny. Yes, Kenny! Hello, Camisolus. Big Fatty, we need our camisole, don't we, Squeaky Man? Yes, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are camisolus because, y'all, it's cold. It's cold. And Big Fatty, Squeaky Man likes to talk more than Squeaky Kenny. Well, we'll see if we can work on that. What was I saying? Squeaky Gentleman Caller, I think is what we're going to call him. Yes, Big Fatty, that's much better. And he likes it, too. Big Fatty, I've dropped Squeaky Gentleman Caller. Anyway, y'all, it's cold. Y'all, we had the cold weather move through for right. And y'all, it even up there in Colombia, in Cola, up there where that Drusilla Blomey and Trucker Alex are from, y'all, they got snow. They got about 3 inches of snow. Y'all, this is unheard, absolutely unheard of. But y'all, it was bone chilling, Big Fatty, bone chilling, and. So, y'all, it is November now. Yes, Big Fatty, rabbit. We're a little late. Anyway, y'all, I've got a list here, and it starts off with me telling you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, after I recorded the Friday show on a Thursday evening, y'all, I got a testimonium from not my oldest, most regular gentleman caller, but the gentleman caller that I met at the lockup out there, and here's her recorder. Y'all, he hadn't been by in a long time, but here's her recorder. Are you going to be around later tonight? I said, yes.
Big Fatty was the squeaky gentleman caller. It sounds... I don't know what's wrong with him.
I don't either. Oh, we got to get used to these new noises.
Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, yes, Big Fatty.
He says, I'll let you know if I can stop by. And I said, yes. And, y'all, sure enough, I guess it was about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. I get a text to my Herb Carter, you awake? And I said, yes. He says, I'll see you in 15 minutes. Y'all, he had been to the fire opened this past Thursday evening. And y'all, you know, that's always a preamble to a blast of cool weather coming into Charleston. And y'all, sure enough, it happened. And y'all, they, you know, you go to to the fair, and you know, it's just, it's a, yes, Big Fatty. You know, it's, and you know, Big Fatty didn't go to the fair anymore because y'all, it's expensive. It's just expensive, and it's hard to get to your parking place and everything. And you know, the old people, I'm about to the point where if I were to go, I'd probably end up writing an angry old man letter. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, he had been to the fair, and they had Eddie Money. Is it Eddie Money? Somebody like that. Some old has-been singer was out there, and he sang, and then the gentleman caller had he didn't have a coon dog. He had some sort of fried fair food. Yeah, it's nothing like that Bjorn has. Anyway, y'all. So he stopped by and had a little Big Fatty on a stick. y'all, it was just a lovely way to end Thursday evening. Then on a Friday, y'all, we were kind of on a skeleton staff. Big Fatty, how appropriate for Gay Grandma Halloween. It's true. old Vader and Larry Clyde, y'all, they were on a coal mine trip on a Friday afternoon, the rest of the office was just kind of just kind of slid out early. Big Fatty was there until 5 p.m. in the evening, I think that's about all there was, y'all. Then on a Friday night, you know, y'all, Big Fatty does not go out anymore on Gay Crema night or on New Year's Eve, y'all. I just don't go out. It's for amateurs. It is just for the amateurs, and you know, the police and all, they're out in force on both of those nights. So y'all, I don't deal with it. Y'all, I stayed here at the Fat Cave and watched some things on the TV machine. Y'all, you didn't have the first trick-or-treater come to the Fat Cave. Big Fatty, they must have smelled it before they got here. But that may have been it. Anyway, didn't have the first trick-or-treater. Y'all, and it's a good thing. All I had were Bible verses to hang out. Big Fatty, you're silly. actually, I was going to hand out pictures that Gus Chad had drawn. Big Fatty, it's a good thing nobody stopped by. DSS would have been by. It's probably true. Friday night, it was just a quiet evening, and y'all, I caught up on a lot of things on the TV machine this weekend. And then on Saturday, y'all, I was a sloth. I was just a sloth. Y'all didn't do a whole lot of anything on Saturday. I know what on Friday. Y'all, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. Y'all know Straight Bob. He's down there in the future. Y'all, he had sent me, as he does every year this time, he sent me an e-letter. And it says, hey, Big Fatty. Well, actually, he didn't say, hey, Big Fatty. He said, hey, champ. Big Fatty, that makes me tingly. It makes me tingly, too. It's Melbourne Cup time again. Might not mean much to you, but it's a day off of work for me. I need you to pick a horse and a trifecta. Big Fatty, if you pick a trifecta, it'll probably get infected. No, I think that's first, second, and third. Oh, that's very different. Yeah. So much money is put on this race, the trifecta is worth hundreds of thousands. I'll bet $5 on both, but you have to promise to fly me to the new Fat Cave if you hit the try. See ya, XO. Straight Bob does this every year. He places a bet on the horse races for the Melbourne Cup. Y'all, it's a big hootenanny down there in the future. Y'all, I've made my selections, and I just thought I'd announce it to everybody because y'all, I believe the race is on Tuesday the fourth, or is it on the third? I don't know. But anyway, if I announce it now, hopefully it'll be announced before
Before the race, and I'll keep you informed as if I win, and if I'll be flying straight Bob. Oh, you know, if I win the hundreds of thousands of dollars, he'll be flying first class. Yes, Big Freddy, he better. It says, so y'all on the race, I selected who shot y'all. I said who shot the Batman, but I think it's supposed to be the Baw Man. Who shot the Batman? Big Freddy, don't shoot the Batman. And the other on the trifecta, I put I selected to come in first place, Faulkner, F-A-W-K-N-E-R. Second place, Sign Off. And third place, Lucia Valentina. Big Freddy, I'll never forget Lucia Valentina. Do you know Lucia Valentina? No, but I'll never forget it. Y'all, that's the big bet for Big Freddy. And y'all, wish Big Freddy luck on that. And we'll see if I'll be flying straight Bob to the new Fat Game. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, then on Saturday evening, y'all, I was on that Stick It With a Poke show, and y'all, we had a good crowd. Good crowd on there. We had, of course, Gavin and the number one funky homo, Jim, and a Big Herder, and the Haunt Cub was on there. Y'all, he was a little sad because, you know, he loves the haunting season, and y'all, it's over on November the 1st. But y'all, he was there. Toppy Smelly showed up. And who else was in there? The Turnip Head. Y'all, I'm happy to say that the Turnip Head's procedures, Big Freddy, went just fine. He's a little bruised up and all, but he seemed to be in good spirits. They must be giving him some good drugs or something. Big Freddy. He was on the little show, and there was somebody else that was on there, Toppy Smelly, and Blonde Guy Jay. I can never remember him because y'all, I can't see him. Big Freddy, he can't see you either. It's true. And I think that was it. Big Freddy. I think that's it. But y'all, we just had a gay old time, and Jim and Gavin were talking about handing out the candies to the trick-or-treaters. Y'all, they ever get an ass load, just an ass load of trick-or-treaters there at the Gavin Cave. And y'all, and of course, you know, they hand out the Jell-O shots to the hot dads that come by. Yes, Big Freddy. And they just get fucked up while they're doing all that. And yeah, it's just a gay old time. Yes, Big Freddy, a gay old time. And y'all, then after that, Granny and I, y'all, we went out to the old instead of the Dudley Do-Rights this week, y'all, it's called the Connections now. Y'all, we went out there and ran into some folks hadn't seen in a long time, someone that Big Freddy hadn't seen in ages, in several years. Y'all, it was just, we just had a good time, just a good time on Saturday night. And y'all, I was home by midnight, and I was probably home before. No, it was a little bit after midnight. We all had fun, and everybody got home safely and everything. And before I went out, I had the electric mattress pad on, and I had put a blanket up on top of it. So when I got in the bed, I had the toasty toes. Big Freddy, the toasty toes. And of course, Saturday afternoon, I had to fall back, had to move the clocks back an hour, because y'all, we went from daylight saving time to standard time. And y'all, you know, Big Freddy loves standard time. And so y'all, it's gonna be getting dark. It's gonna be getting dark early. And you know, Big Freddy loves that, because y'all, I can go to bed as soon as the Wheel of Fortune is over now. Yes, Big Freddy. Did that before I went out. And y'all, then I got up a Sunday morning. Of course, my body clock didn't fall back. So y'all, instead of waking up at 6:15 a.m. in the morning, I woke up at 5:15 a.m. in the morning. Big fatty, poor big fatty. Actually, I rolled back over slept a little bit long, and y'all got up and had my coffee and my brofkas, and y'all, then I went out to the Sam's Club. Y'all, I decided I was going to make me some more of that, because, you know, it's soup weather now. I was going to make me some more of that lemon chicken orzo soup. And so, y'all, I went out to the Sam's Club and got my chicken broth and got me a rotisserie chicken and picked up a couple of other little things while I was out there. And, y'all, I got gas. Big fatty, you gonna have gas after that soup, too. It's true. But y'all, I got petroleum. $2.67 a gallon. Y'all, it is. I can't remember the last time it was that low. And, y'all, then I went by the new Fat Cave I just wanted to ride through the neighborhood to see if they all decorated up for the All Hallows Eve or whatever, and there was some, but it wasn't over the top or anything like that. Then I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy. Can you hear that? Yes, we hear it. I had to pick up some more ingredients to make the soup. Y'all, I got, first of all, they had the Hallmark card coupon. You buy a card and you get a card free. So I got a couple of cans. Y'all, I got some lemons. I got me an onion. I got me another pineapple because they were still on sale. They had the Von's East pound cake on sale, and y'all, I'd never seen the Von's East pound cake, but it was in the ads in the circular in the newspaper. Y'all, by the way, did you look at the circular in the newspaper on Sunday? Y'all, they all got crema in it. It's all crema now, just as Big Fatty said. Y'all picked up spinach to go in there, some celery, and matchstick carrots, and y'all, they had all the Halloween candy half price, and y'all, they had a lot of it still, which I found interesting, since, you know, it was Sunday, and November the 1st is usually a half price Halloween candy day, but y'all, they still had plenty of it, so, which tells me they ordered way too much this year. But y'all, I spent $27.16, and y'all, I saved $6.10. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, I guess it. Now, y'all, I don't know if you've been following CSI Faroe Islands, but y'all, the disappearance of Squeaky Kitty has been taken up by the good folks over there at CSI Faroe Islands, and y'all, over there at the lodge, Miss Beaver has been posting updates and all, and y'all, it appears that Squeaky Kitty, the culprit, has been located, although, y'all, I'm not sure about all this, but y'all, I can tell you, if you want to keep up with all the different suspects that have been seen with Squeaky Kitty, y'all, send Miss Beaver an e-letter. Send it to Kims with an S, Beaver at gmail.com, and y'all, she'll let you into the lodge, and you can take. Oh, dear, I see. And you take a look around. But, y'all, I don't think it's over yet, because I've been told that old Spot and Crazy is going to have some pictures of other culprits that may be guilty of the Squeaky Kitty hijinks. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Georgian Atlanta. And, y'all, the whole crew from the Atlanta Podcasters got together and went to the Colonnade on Saturday night to welcome Rodan and Gambit to the Atlanta. And George, just out of curiosity, when Big Fatty talks about having a gentleman caller come by the Fat Cave, what do you think?
The senior citizen and the gay man.
Big Fatty, I think he's got it correct.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.